Good morning, around the world. You're on the Mike and Abe show, and Mike is here.
Around the world with the Mike and Abe show, and blasting through the internet.
Yeah, Mike is somewhere in New York. Okay, we never know where.
Mike is somewhere in New York. Yes,
He runs around
here
He runs around with It has the traffic at LaGuardia for the taxis, Mike.
Well, it's a little better. I mean, you would listen to the politicians. There's nothing to see. It's wonderful. Keep moving. But they're busing Uber people over to their Uber cars, which is ridiculous. They have this shuttle van, and that's the problem. It's like, look, schmuck, you have too many Uber cars, like looping around LaGuardia Airport. This is part of the 50,000 Uber car fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous.
Uh-huh.
But it's gotten a little bit. I don't work. You know, I'll tell you the truth. Me personally, I don't like working LaGuardia. Given the choice, I either go back to Kennedy or I go to the city, because you go into LaGuardia, you have to sit in traffic, you have to get into a lot, you have to get dispatched, and then there's no guarantee you're going to get anything more than a $10 or $12 job. I mean, you can leave with a trip to right around the corner, which people do.
Yeah.
And if they don't tip, I mean, sometimes you go to a hotel with a person who doesn't tip, which is horrible, for $8 after waiting an hour and a half. I'm going to take a pass on that. At least with Kennedy, as soon as you leave the airport, you're going to get at least 20 or 25 bucks just to get out of the airport, because it's a huge airport.
Mm-hmm.
But LaGuardia is a complete disaster. Oh, and the other thing I found out at Kennedy, again with the dregs, I don't know if there's a work release thing with jail or what, but every time I turn around, there's some guy with a uniform directing people away from the yellow cabs at the terminals and towards some van or some limo or something. And he, you know, it gets sickening. They're just like rats. All these people sucking away our business. And where is the leadership? Where are the people who own fleets for years? What are they doing? That should be the next demonstration, because we have a demonstration on, what is it? I'm looking at your website on May 3rd, which is this Wednesday at City Hall.
Right. Right.
Right. Now you tell me who's doing the demonstration, because I saw your name or the website name on this flyer at the airport. Go ahead. What is it?
My name on the flyer was not my doing. Okay, it is not the doing of NYC Taxi News.
Uh-huh.
We have fans.
Well, make that clear. Make that clear right now.
Yeah, I'm making that clear.
Make that clear.
It's not the doing of NYC Taxi News. I did post the memo for the demonstration on NYC Taxi News. Okay. And, you know, I'm in favor of the demonstration. You know, demonstrating is a right of our, you know, First Amendment. Okay. You know, the right mm-hmm. to, you know, freedom of speech. Okay. Freedom of expression, something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, not even Donald Trump could change that. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Well, I just want to say, I'm sure I speak for the staff when I say we're a website for taxi drivers, taxi industry, taxi passengers, and anybody from the city hall who's interested to see what's going on.
What we will do as
office policy, if there's a demonstration or something that is out there from an organization, we'll put the flyer or the poster on the website for information purposes
only.
But as far as us actively using our website as an organizing demonstration, blah, 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 I don't think we've ever done that.
I won't do that. And I personally, as the creator of the website, will not do that, okay? I'm not going to favor anything. I mean, I'm not going to put anything up there that says, you know, Uber is the greatest service in the world, you know? I'm not going to lie.
Which is not.
Okay.
You're not
going to
lie.
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, I got to admit that, you know, this is a website that's designed to just give information, you know, let people make up their own minds about things. Okay.
Right. Okay. So, and like I said, so if you see the website name on a flyer, it's probably just something.
No, it wasn't put. It wasn't put there by me. Or anybody in this, anybody who has anything to do with this website, it was done by, you know, others. Okay?
Someone else.
You know, yeah.
The others. Okay. Yeah. Now that said, I'm going to this flyer now, the official flyer.
Yeah.
And it's a demonstration on Wednesday, rally at New York City Hall, Wednesday, May 3rd, and it's by their website is NYCTMODA. NYCTMODA.com. It's on the. You can click on it. And it's on our website now, but they have a bunch of demands here. And the one thing I'm glad they're doing something, because for a long time they kept having all these meetings and we're going to sue and meeting and eventually you guys just hit the streets. I'm sorry. I mean, they have all these people talking about they're going to go to court. Now you've gone to court, and every time you go to court, there's a judge who is sympathetic towards the regime in City Hall. So I guess people are realizing that ain't working out the way they thought it would, unfortunately.
Well.
But hopefully this rally on Wednesday will do something.
Well, what is this rally says? We must unite to teach our goals, establish a state-run emergency task force to create fair and proper regulation to the taxi industry, establish a distressed assets relief plan. In other words, look, this is what really confuses me, okay? Why mm-hmm. would the credit unions be repossessing medallions where the payments are being made? Okay?
That's a little strange. I do not know the particulars of that, but you bring me up to speed on what that is.
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm hearing different sides of this from different people, okay? I'm hearing from some people that the medallions are the loans are being called in. There's something called the three-year balloon, okay, where when mm-hmm. you when you take a loan from one of the credit unions, to buy a medallion, you know, it's actually a loan that's renewable every 3 years, and the purpose of that I've always understood, and I had one at one point, okay, which I did pay off, all right, but mm-hmm. the purpose of that is to adjust the loan to the current interest rate. Okay.
Yeah.
In other words, if you borrowed at 4% and interest rates went up to 5%, well, after 3 years they're going to charge you 5%. So you have to renew the loan mm-hmm. to the current interest rate, and it goes the other way too. If the interest rates go down, okay, they sometimes allow you even before the balloon is up to refinance at the lower interest rate. Okay, and I've done. Right. I've been, you know, a party of both, you know, in all the years that I was paying off taxi medallion loans, where I've seen my interest rates go up, and I've been able to renew at different times to let the interest rates go down. Okay, now if you're not mm-hmm. paying off that loan, if you're not making your payments, then it seems very legitimate that the credit union should look to get you know, to foreclose and take your assets, okay, and recover the money, okay. But if you're making your payments, you know, regardless of what they say the asset is worth, you know, talking about the medallion, okay, they should right. continue that loan as long as you're making your payments, okay. And I'm hearing mm-hmm. stories both ways, okay. I'm hearing from some people that yes, they've been able to renew their loans, and as long as they're making the payments, you know. Because the question is, why would they want to repossess a medallion, right?
Right.
You know, when you're making your payments, you know, I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, they're only going to give it to somebody else to make the payments. Okay,
right.
I'm confused. I don't know what's going on with that. And your buddy from who works for one of the credit unions, okay, you know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, he told me that they would not repossess a loan that's making the payments. And the people mm-hmm. That are demonstrating are claiming that they are repossessing the assets, you know, and even though they're making the payments, and I'm totally
well.
Confused.
They should have some kind of like fact flyer for what they're saying, because I would think, I mean, just as a lay person, I don't have a medallion loan. I've always just driven a cab.
I know,
but if you buy a medallion and you're making your payments and you have great credit, why would you then have to go back to the well and sign on for a 3-year balloon, which with this climate, you really don't know what's going to happen in 3 years. Well, and I don't know.
Well, the 3-year balloon is standard, Mike. Mike, the 3-year balloon is standard. Yeah. The question is why would they call in the loan after 3 years if you're paying? That's the question. Mm-hmm. Interest rates have gone up some. Okay, slightly over the last year. Okay, so if you're paying 4%, and they're asking you to pay 5%. Which is, there's no reason why they should repossess, your loan. Okay?
Right.
That's what I'm trying to say. All right? Now there are stories about they're asking some people for 8%, and people are saying, no, I'm walking out, and then they repossess.
Well, there you go. Now, this is a different story. Because
yeah.
If they're throwing you a lifeline and saying, listen, we're a credit union, we're getting a little scared with all the stuff going on, but we got to jump you from basically, 4% to 8%, and the guy says, no, I'm not going to do it, and then they foreclose, then it's, we don't know what's going on. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I do believe this. This is the way I see it. Okay, the medallion loan has always been a loan where the asset of the medallion was greater than the amount of the loan.
Right.
Okay. So if you bought $1 million medallion, okay, and borrowed $800,000, okay, well you had that $1 million medallion, so there was a sizable gap between what the medallion was worth and what you owed. Okay, so there was no threat to the loan, to the credit union not getting their money. If you didn't pay, they took your medallion, sold it for $1 million, and got their money. Okay, all right.
Right.
But what happened evidently is that due to all of the Wild West activity that's going on in the streets, okay,
mm-hmm.
that basically I don't see why the medallion at all is devalued, okay, there's still business out there, and anybody that goes out there with a yellow cab is still making money, right, the competition
right.
is greater.
I mean, this is what I don't understand, because I'm if you're like, I call it like a brick and mortar cabbie, if you're on like in the cab, driving a cab, you're out there, you're still making a living. And all this doom and gloom stuff is coming from people who don't drive cabs. Let's put it this way. It's coming from people who have never driven cabs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering why there's all this drama going on. Because I'm out there right now, and it's gotten better as far as making a living driving a cab.
Okay, I'm still in the middle of explaining.
2 or 3 years when it was horrible.
Let me finish explaining what I'm trying to explain, okay? Since... for whatever reason, the value of the medallion has gone down to where the value is now less than the amount of the loan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you have an $800,000 right. loan or a $600,000 loan and the value of the medallion is $500,000, okay?
Right.
What they're asking for, and this is all hearsay. I haven't heard this from anybody officially, okay, but what I'm hearing is that what they're asking for is you owe us $700,000 and your medallion's only worth $500,000, so you have to put up more assets as collateral, okay? You have a
right.
house, we want you to put up your house as an asset, as a collateral,
mm-hmm.
okay? And
right.
And if you can't put up more assets, okay, as collateral, then it becomes an unsecured loan, okay? Now, a good way a good analogy of this would be credit cards. People have credit cards, and those are unsecured loans, okay? And so some credit cards charge very high interest rates. 14%, 18%. I don't have a credit card. I don't even know, but I know this. They may charge as much as 20% a credit card, Okay? And why they do this is because they know that there are going to be defaults. So the high interest rates compensate for, you know, for those people that defaulted. Okay? So one way or another, they still get paid back with profitable interest. Okay? So if you have a medallion now that's where your loan is $800,000, and the medallion's only worth, say, $500,000, well, they're going to want 8%. And this is what people are saying. This is all hearsay. I don't have a fact to back this up except what people are saying. Okay? They're asking for 8%, and that, in essence, is, you know, what an unsecured loan is, where they raise the interest rate to the point where they know that those who pay will compensate for those who can't.
Yeah. Well, this is almost like from a financial standpoint, it's like healthcare. You got one guy who smokes four packs a day and goes skydiving every weekend, being balled into the same group as the guy who drinks carrot juice every morning and goes and exercises every day. So this is, you have one person in the same group of medallion owners being balled up with the, you know, there's got to be a few deadbeats in the mix. But at the same time, you get the guy who's been paying his bills or her bills on time every month, on time every time, now being lumped into a pool with the deadbeats who are probably maxed out to the hilt. And the credit unions are panicking. So in essence, what the credit unions are panicking, they're trying to squeeze the people who are the good payers. And they're penalizing the good payers, in essence, is what this might be doing. And I think that's something that has to be looked at, because that's not right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's bad business, to be honest. But, I mean, at the same time, they're scared because the medallion had a tough few years. And it goes back to the people in City Hall. You don't have business people in City Hall. You have a lot of wackos in City Hall. These are people who never ran anything. They're very good at getting elected, but they're not that great at running a business. And they just came in and gave these Uber characters and all these other flood the streets with for-hire vehicles. And then at the same time, they thought the medallion was going to stay strong. They canceled a taxi medallion auction where the city lost about $2 billion. And the math is not there that they've gotten $2 billion back from this scheme.
Look, it all boils down to them allowing all of these Ubers, Lyfts, and all of these other services, whatever you want to call them, okay, to break the rules and step over, you know, the industry that they sold medallions to, with the promise of the exclusivity, okay, of the street hail, which they did not honor. Okay, which is in the law, Title 19 of the New York City laws. Okay, and all it is BS about, well, it's not really a street hail. It's they're tapping on their app. So what if the cars are riding around the streets and the people are standing on the streets? It's a prearranged call because they're tapping the app. Bull crap. I don't care what judge goes along with that. I don't care who says what. It's bull crap, and we all know it, and you know it, and they know it, okay? Right. And somehow, some way, this has got to be corrected. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
You can't take $1 million from somebody and then change the game.
If I did that,
or you did that, we'd be in jail.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For a bait and switch.
Right.
It would be like they've turned a very viable medallion system into some weird pyramid scheme where everybody's got these cars and they're waiting for what are they waiting for? The Uber keeps saying, they're worth $60 billion. At what point does Uber go public and prove they're worth $60 billion anything? Maybe they're worth $60 billion pesos or lira. I don't know if they're worth $60 billion.
I'm going to go out on a limb, Mike, and say they're never going public. Okay? All right?
I think you'll be safe.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
You know they'd have gone public a long time ago if they were legit. Okay?
Right. Well, you know the press conference I liked the other day was, there was an Uber big shot. He gets up in front of the microphones at the press conference. Say, well, I just want to say by 2020, by the year 2020, we should have flying cabs.
Oh, yeah.
And if I'm an investor, it's like, what do you mean flying cabs? What about the cabs? What about your cars, which aren't cabs, on the ground now? When do I start getting my money back? Because, I mean, if you're an Uber investor, you put in, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. After a while, the bell's got to go off and say, listen, I want to get my money back.
Mike,
I keep hearing all this stuff about Uber. I don't want to deal with it.
You just reminded me of that song by Harry Chapin, Taxi. You know that song?
Yeah.
And you remember the last line of the song? And me, I'm
she
flying.
She gave me $20.
No, no, no. Yeah. And me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying
Maybe that's
so high when I'm stoned. Uber's getting stoned.
All right. I want you to sing the whole song as a tribute to our listeners. Ready? 2, 3, 4.
No, you can sing it. Everybody knows it.
So anyway.
Go online, Google, go to YouTube and Google the song Taxi by Harry Chapin. The late Harry Chapin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you're not old enough
I know how we got killed, right?
Yeah,
he got run over by
a tractor trailer on the Long Island Expressway.
He sure did. He got squashed, sadly, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, he really you know, went up in flames. What a way to go. Poor Harry.
I know.
Anyway, the flight of the living continues. This is the thing I want to find out. At what point does anybody shake their head? Because you have Cuomo, and you keep saying, Mike, you said the same thing. I'm going to keep saying the same thing because the same thing hasn't changed. You got Cuomo with this affinity for helping the Uber mess upstate New York because Cuomo has nothing going on. There's no economic development plan of any consequence outside of New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So his plan, I guess, is to flood upstate with people who can do Uber jobs in their cars. And I saw an article by one of the people who used to work at TLC posted on the wall at JFK.
Yeah.
Apparently they have this forcocked insurance plan with Uber being presented where if you're on duty in an Uber car, you're going to have minimal coverage insurance like a regular passenger car. But if you're on the platform with Uber, then they wanted to jump to like a taxi insurance coverage. So basically you're going to have triple the insurance if you're on duty with Uber. Then as soon as you log off, your insurance is going to be minimal coverage. So it's going to jump back and forth. Are they crazy? Have they lost their minds?
Mm-hmm.
This is like baby stuff. And every time there's a proposal, it reeks of someone, obviously, who doesn't know anything about the taxi business. Business in general, because all these crazy plans, there's no money being made by the drivers. At what point do they pay the drivers? The drivers don't have to drive for Uber. They can drive for Uber if they want to, but the money is drying up. There's cars all over the place. Manhattan, you can feel the air quality going down the drain with all these Uber cars, and they don't sit and wait for fares. They just troll around doing like 2-3 miles an hour real slow. It's crazy.
Well,
I don't know where this is headed.
Well, this is old. That's old news, Mike. You know, we need new news. Okay, there's an article.
Right.
An article I read this morning, written by a taxi company person in Ithaca, saying that despite frenzied fanfare, Uber Lyft will likely disappoint. He does not believe that Uber and Lyft in upstate New York will be successful, okay? And I don't either, okay? Because
you can see Uber's point of view because I think their view is like, look, we're getting 20% of everything. Whatever happens, we're getting 20%. They could care less probably about the driver making money or the viability of the plan. So, I mean, they're just saying, okay, we'll just take a percentage. So if you get 1,000 cars or 1,000,000 cars, they're getting a percentage.
Okay, fact.
It's not up to them to run the state of New York.
Okay, fact. Only 4% of Uber drivers last more than a year.
Is that what it is?
4%? 4%. In other words, 96% of them, you know, are gone before a year is up.
Okay. Now, here's something that you chimed in on the website, on our great message board.
Yeah.
With the VIA logo on the side of their van, the VIA logo.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on the message board.
I saw a couple of these characters.
Yeah, that's on the message board. Let me go to the message board here. We have a lovely message board, okay, with a couple of cuckoos, you know. Well, you know, they're good taxi drivers that post on it. And here's something new here. I didn't read yet. It says, Frankenstein, oh, Hackenstein, okay. He's the one that originally posted it. Round light blue logo, same size as the yellow T's. This is legal with a question mark. No, it's not. Okay. In other words, have you seen this, Mike? The VIA cars have put on their cars a round insignia on the doors. You know.
Right. No, I've seen it. I've seen it starting, and it's like taped on the door. You know, they have this taped VIA thing on their door.
Yeah. Now is that inviting a street hail or not?
Oh, absolutely. It's inviting something. I don't know. It's very tacky to begin with, but I don't know what the hell it's inviting. Great.
Yeah. Well, you know, they've gone so far as to blatantly violate. Okay, they know they have to get hailed in the street to get the business that they want. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I mean, you know, where does this end? Where? You know,
Hopefully it'll end on election day in the fall, because there's been some traction with some, and I'm not saying one way or the other, but some other candidates. Dare I say, there's a black Republican, which is kind of like seeing a UFO. But a black Republican is running against Mayor de Blasio, and he's getting some traction. And I think that's the only thing that the Democrats understand is competition. I mean, what about Yoshi? She keeps saying, we encourage competition. Okay, fine. Now you've ruined the city to the point where you have a Republican also to get elected mayor. A black Republican guy, I think his name is Faulkner, and you get a few other people running. So thank you, Chairperson Yoshi, for saying you encourage competition, because now apparently people are coming out of the woodwork to run against de Blasio because they're sick of traffic and Uber and weird stuff. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, okay? I mean, you know that the election's coming up, and it'll only be a few months. We got May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Well, you know, seven months from now, this is the fifth month, so 8 months from now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 8 months from now, on day one, January 1st of 2018, either de Blasio will still be mayor or he won't be mayor. Okay.
He won't be mayor.
Okay.
Yeah, and so it should be very interesting. I just am amazed why no one in the Democratic Party has risen up against him to say that they're running against de Blasio. He seems like a very, very beatable candidate, and I just wonder why he's getting as they say in poker, they're letting him skate. This is what I can't understand.
Yeah.
But, hopefully things will change, because if for nothing else, they'll understand pressure. And there comes a point in our little neck of the woods where we have to realize what's happening moving forward. Because, I mean, if you have a de Blasio getting reelected, what does that mean? I mean, we've seen what he's done with his mess in the last 4 years. And at what point do we blame Cuomo? What point do we blame de Blasio? What point do we blame Chairperson Yoshi from the TLC? I would think Chairperson Yoshi is probably the small piece of the puzzle. I mean, she goes. She's just a gumdrop in the main scheme of things.
Yeah.
So down to de Blasio and Cuomo. Which one do you think is more responsible?
I think that Cuomo is stopped de Blasio. De Blasio tried, okay, and right. You know why de Blasio did not stand up to Cuomo and say, "Hey, look, this is my city," okay. You know, you go run your state. Let me run my city. Okay? I mean,
right.
De Blasio wanted a cap on the Uber cars. Okay? Which would have been great.
Right.
Okay? They could have sold Uber medallions. Okay? You know?
Right.
And you know, and Cuomo, you know, he's hard to figure out. He's really very hard to figure out why he's so, you know, uppity on this Uber thing. You know, like they're the savior of the world. Okay? I think
right.
I think it, you know, there's a lot we don't know, a lot that's going on in his life that's making him do this, okay? And
yeah.
You know, and this letter to Cuomo is like asking the fox to, what do they say, asking the fox to guard the chickens.
Yeah.
You know,
right?
I mean, you know,
yeah.
This guy's been Uber, you know, for 3 or 4 years now, and you know, and he's a Uber upstate, like, oh, Uber, you gotta get him upstate, you gotta get him all over Rochester, Buffalo, oh, they need him, Ithaca, you know, Syracuse without Uber, my God, how did they live all these years without them? You know, you gotta get, and then they're gonna give him a letter and ask him to help the taxis. I mean, you know, I mean, God help the taxis, vote him out.
Well, this is the thing. Vote them out. Now, at what point do the cabbies and their families and their friends rise up and say, listen, we put a lot of money into this city. We put a lot of money into the state. We're driving strangers around at 3 o'clock in the morning. People have trusted us for years. At what point do the cabbies and their families start flexing their political muscles and say, hey, that's enough of this. You either stop this now or get out, or we throw you out. That's all.
You know, one of the big, stop with all these suing this and suing that.
Get politically active. Stop being lazy and think you're going to get a lawsuit and get everything you want.
Okay, let me
that's
say this. One of the arguments for these services like Uber and Lyft is that the taxi services that were incompetent and sporadic in many areas where you'd have to wait too long for a taxi, or sometimes they wouldn't show up at all. But there was no place in the world that I know of, or at least in the United States, where the taxi service was better than New York City.
Right.
Okay, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, no matter what hour I was working, when somebody wanted a taxi, that taxi was ready right there for them, and if it was really busy, so if you had to wait another 5 minutes, that's it. Okay.
Yeah.
How many times, Mike, have you seen a fare, you know, in your rearview mirror that maybe you just missed and went around the block to try to get it, and by the time you got around the block, that person was already taken.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there could have been other ways they could have addressed this whole deal instead of just panicking. And I think the other thing we're not looking at is the mess of the subways and the buses and Amtrak and the Long Island Railroad, which are all also Cuomo stuff. Cuomo is supposed to be running Metro North. He's supposed to be running Amtrak, or not Amtrak, but he's supposed to be helping with running Amtrak and the MTA, and they're a disaster. So he's just basically saying the whole thing is a mess. Let's flood the state and the city with these little cars, because the mass transit is falling apart. And why is the mass transit falling apart? Well, Cuomo's been running the show for a long time, and now that he got me started, I'll tell you the last time he ran against some no-name, and he won 52% to 44% from a generic Republican, which nobody heard about. So if he had anybody with any weight running against him, he'd be down the drain. So this mandate for Governor Cuomo is a bunch of BS, in my opinion. Go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I
well,
said.
Who are you going to vote for? What do you want to do?
Who am I voting for? I'm not in New York anymore. You know, but if I was in New York, I would not be voting for Cuomo, and I would not be voting for De Blasio. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now looking at my favorite.
Like I said,
I am now looking at my favorite webcam of Times Square. And, you know, I'm glad to see that there is still a good number of yellow cabs on the street. Okay? I mean,
another crazy thing with Cuomo and De Blasio. Sorry to cut you off. You got me started. That's your fault.
Go.
So the crazy thing with De Blasio and Cuomo, we have this army of people swarming into New York City, the allegedly homeless, like the college age junkies with the green tattoos on their face, saying, "Help me, I'm homeless," and with the dog and the blanket and blah blah blah. There's plenty of empty buildings in upstate New York. Why do we have to take these homeless psycho wackos into New York City itself when we have this empty upstate New York deal with empty houses that are structurally fine? Why is it with all these people have to swarm into New York City? And why is it de Blasio keeps saying, we have to take care of the homeless? No, we have to take care of the people who have been born and raised in New York City. Thing to do. But if you got people coming from the outside, they don't have to live on Park Avenue, literally, mm-hmm. to get homeless shelter. You could get some homeless shelter in upstate New York. And if Cuomo wants to do something, since he's in the immigration industry. Oh, and the last thing with immigration, a lot of these cabbies are in the jackpot, which is demonstration on Wednesday. Hopefully we'll address. You got a lot of cabbies in the jackpot who are first-generation immigrants, and everybody's going gaga politically about the first-generation immigrants, the immigrants, immigration. What about the guy who came here to America, trusted the city of New York when he bought a medallion directly from the city of New York, who has now double-crossed him? So you're saying the first-generation immigrant is okay when he or she is working in a sweatshop or in a kitchen basement or working in a backyard somewhere. But if that first-generation immigrant then wants to get a piece of the American dream, which he would think would be secure because it's something being sold by the city of New York, what about when that immigrant is double-crossed and his money is stolen from him or her, in my opinion? What about that first-generation immigrant? You know what I mean, Abe?
I agree. You know, it doesn't matter whether you're an immigrant or a native New Yorker. If they sell you something for $1 million, they have to live up to what they sold you. Okay?
Right, right. It's okay. Basic business.
You know, we're all human, no matter whether we're from here or not from here. Okay? You know, you sell something for $1 million. $1 million. You know, if I buy something for $2 at the supermarket and it's not what I bought, you know, that I opened the box and it's not what I bought, I want my money back and they give it to me.
It's simple.
You know?
Right.
Okay, right. I don't know what else to say.
If New York offered you a refund, yeah. I mean, you that's what you're saying. I mean, they haven't even offered a refund to anybody for medallions. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. They sold something that didn't exist.
Yeah.
Okay? It did exist and then they took it away. They let the laws be broke.
You want to see a check in the mail for your refund?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'll tell you what really want to see.
No,
I don't want a refund. You know, I mean that's the last resort. The refund. I want them to straighten this mess out and take these illegal cars off the street. That's what I want.
That's all.
Okay. You know. Or let them live up to the rules of prearrangement. You know, the real rules of prearrangement. The ones that make sense. You know, you want to prearrange something?
Right.
Are you going to the airport tomorrow? Okay. We'll make sure there's a car there. Okay. You going to the airport 6 hours from now or 3 hours from now or 2 hours from now? Okay. We'll make sure there's a car there. Not these cars riding around with little circles on their car. Or mustaches that light up in the dark, right? That ride down the street and you hail them, and then you jump in, and they go, "Oh, hit the app! You make us legal now. You know, you will be legal if you hit the app."
Crazy time.
You know, they know it. They know it. This is ridiculous. You know, I mean, excuse me, Mayor de Blasio, but you know it. You're not an idiot. You know, you're a very bright person.
Well, I don't know about that.
Well, no, he's a very smart person. He's a very smart person. You know, why are these people, you know, infringing on our exclusive rights why is he letting them be disguised as prearranged when they're not?
Right. Well, these are questions for the ages, my friend, and I'm just very curious as to why de Blasio. I'm sure there are political things de Blasio could have done to alleviate a lot of this mess. and he probably got sucked into a crazy deal. And then Yoshi, with these lobbyists meeting her every, like, it seems like every 5 minutes she's got some Uber person telling her what to do. She changed the locks. Say, listen, you come on here again, I'm going to revoke your whole license. Get out of my office. She doesn't do this. She seems, there's some of that being said, she might be too nice. As the thing goes.
Well, Mike, maybe you should make an appointment and go up and talk to her.
I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to straighten it all out. Say,
yeah,
look,
I know.
Look, miss, what's your name?
I know.
How do you pronounce her name? The Yoshi.
Yoshi. Josie, Yoshi, something like that. You know.
Well, she's going to be looking out the window on the big taxi demonstration on Wednesday. And I it's going to be interesting to see what these people have to say, because right now, you have to get the message going, and I hope they have a statement flyer or mission statement. That's what they call it, the Yuppie Squad, a mission statement for their organization on Wednesday. They should have that. Instead of doing going up and yelling in a microphone, they have to hand out a mission statement about exactly what they're about. So Wednesday, there's going to be a big demonstration at City Hall, and hopefully they'll get the day one scenario, because it is an election year, and also the silence from the media in New York about it being a mayoral election and that the city council is also up for re-election.
Vote them
it
out
almost
too.
Reeks of the fact that a lot of people at the it reeks of the fact that a lot of people are in cahoots with this mess, where instead of them saying who's running, what are the other candidates, blah, 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 want everybody in there to stay in there and get re-elected. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've never seen such a weak media in my entire life.
I don't know what to say anymore. You know, I mean, I'm running out of breath on this, okay? You know, I mean, I'm looking at this webcam, and I see all kinds of black cars on the street, and then all of a sudden there's a barrage of yellows, you know?
Right.
It's like they've taken over 50% of the industry, it seems to me, okay? Where it used to be only yellows, only yellows, it's 50-50, what I'm seeing here.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you also have a thing where a lot of these so-called Uber cars aren't even owned by the driver. You have this cottage industry popping up of guys owning 20 and 30 dispatchable Uber cars, where the guy just needs a phone, basically.
Yeah.
To go to work and maybe a hack license, but I wonder how many of these guys are legit on the road. It's not even their car. A lot of these guys.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, look. You know what else is new, Mike? Let's get off this subject. Okay. We've said it all. You can't keep saying it 50 times, okay?
What's up?
You tell me.
All right, well, the good news is the driver's... What?
The driver's what? Go.
You there?
I'm here.
The drivers are doing better. The yellow cab drivers are doing better than they were like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And I hope they start saying that also in addition to this, because what we need to do is... Now we're at a point where the people have had their fling with Uber and all these crazy cars. And they know the drivers are horrible, and they come back to the yellow cabs, and they told me, I like the yellow cab, I tried Uber, I'm sick of Uber, I'm sick of these other cars. So they come back. Now it's up to us to make sure we solidify our base, which the dinosaurs in this business apparently don't really care about doing. And it's very frustrating because, you have a lot of people who brought us into this mess. They shouldn't be running the show. They should have some fresh blood in the leadership for the taxi business, and that's the end of it. Because right now... I don't know what they're waiting for.
Okay,
Mike. Guys who own both.
Mike, have you had any interesting fairs this week?
Have I had any interesting fairs? Had an interesting fair. Basically, I had a guy last night. I thought he was. I thought he was going into town with his daughter, and then didn't turn out to be his daughter after he got off the phone with his wife. How about that? Is that interesting?
I don't know, Mike. I don't know. Specifically mean that. Okay.
No, I'm just telling you. I drive nights in New York City. What can I tell you?
Okay, Mike, I need a 40-second break.
Oh.
I need a 40-second break. Don't hang up your phone. You can talk. Talk for about a minute by yourself, okay?
I'm gonna read the rally poster on the website. Just a reminder that there is a rally being held at City Hall on Wednesday. I got it. Rally at City Hall, Wednesday, May 3rd, 1 p.m., which is this week. And we must unite to reach our goals. And they have a whole bunch of goals listed there. Now is the time for action before the medallion becomes an icon of the past. members. Bring the family, friends, and kids. We all need taxi medallion owners and drivers to come together again. And this demonstration is being thrown by the good people at Taxi Medallion Owner Driver Association.
Yeah.
T-MOTA.
Okay, so it's written by the NYETA, New Yorkers for Equal Transportation Access. Okay? And
right.
And they're the ones that are behind, they have a petition out that they want Mary Joshi to resign. Okay? And they're gathering several hundred signatures, last I heard. Okay?
Right.
And, you know, and they're the ones that teaming up with T-MOTA, okay, Taxi Owner Drivers Association, okay?
Right.
And they're the ones that are sponsoring the rally, okay? And they want everybody, all the taxi drivers, all the taxi owners to participate, okay?
Right.
And, you know, you know, we'll see what happens, okay? I mean, you know, I'm just saying this, you know. You know, personally, how do I feel? The only way we're going to win this thing is if we beat them in court. Somehow, some way.
Right.
We've already lost a couple of court battles that are in you know, for appeal. But you know, when are we going to get the appeal decisions? Okay, the original lawsuit.
Well,
that,
I don't know. I mean, these things historically for any case,
yeah,
along these lines, sometimes they drag on for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the problem with a lot of these, like the people talking about lawsuits, they made it seem like it was going to be a few months or by the end of the year. No, these things take a while. And I think what people are learning now is that's the way the world works when it comes to suing people in court. You it's not like you're, you know, taking a fare to the airport and getting paid after 20 minutes. These things take a while. And I've always said the cab drivers have what's called a meter mentality, because the business trains you to a fare, you get paid right away. And when you go to court, you usually don't get paid right away, as that goes. So this is another problem.
Yeah. Okay, Mike, you know, this subject has pretty much eaten up our whole show today, okay?
Well, Wednesday, May 3rd. I mean, Wednesday, May whatever it is. May what?
May 3rd, okay? And what time is it going to be? I'm going to bring this up. It's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. in front of City Hall. Be there if be there or be square. Okay, if you are in, if you believe in what everything we've been saying, this show, okay, be there, okay, I'll be there,
right,
in spirit, okay, because
right.
I'm not in New
and
York.
And I'm gonna find a way to get down there one way or the other.
Well, 1 p.m. is
in my little
1 p.m. for you, Mike, is a good time. Okay, it's not 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's doable.
It's doable for you. You know, Mike is a night guy. He's a night shift guy. Okay? You know, take the subway,
mm-hmm,
there, Mike. You know, don't bring your vehicle. Okay? Take pictures, take video. Okay?
Right.
You got your video camera?
Right.
Yes?
I could probably think what I'm going to try and get one, yes.
Yeah, take video and we'll put it on the
website. I used to rent it from the old.
You know, the last rally they did, the last rally they did, I wasn't able to get access to much video. Okay.
Why was that? Nobody took video.
I don't know why
cameras?
That was, but if you take video, you could send me the video on over the internet. Okay, and I'll
all right. Let me try and cook something.
I'll explain to you how to do it. All right. Okay,
yeah.
You know, get a video camera that has a chip. Okay, that you could download it to your computer. All right, Mike
right.
is very computer unsavvy. Okay,
that's right.
You know, he depends on me for all the computer geniuses. You know, computer
right.
You know, you could. There's so many ways to transfer video over the internet that it's any kid today knows how to do it, okay?
Right, and it just seems like a lot of fuss. Most of this computer stuff. It's just I'm not really into the fuss of all of it. But you know, like I said, a lot of people are better at it. I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
And I don't really feel the need to get into it as much as some other people.
Yeah, but it's a great the internet is maybe one of the greatest tools ever made for information.
Oh no, no doubt.
All right. Anyway, I'm done here today. You know, this has been the Mike and Abe show. Okay.
It has been
the Mike and Abe show, and I want to get on with my day. It's Sunday. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's tell people that they should visit our sponsors. Okay.
Visit the sponsors.
What's his name? King Brokerage out in Brooklyn. Okay. Purchase a new NV200 Wave and earn $35,000 in bonuses. Okay. These ads are on the front page of NYC Taxi News. WB Taxi has great deals for you. Checker Management has great deals. Okay.
I'm driving one of those great deals today, as a matter of fact.
Okay. The MTBOT will click on the top ad, experience FHV drivers, and see why you should drive yellow with the MTBOT. Okay.
Right.
And Taxi CPA. Okay. Taxes are done, but he'll look after your taxes all year long. Okay.
It's great when you get an accountant doing your stuff because we have enough on our mind without worrying about all this bookkeeping crap. So there are people who have a flair for it. Just like you say, there are people who have a flair for computer stuff. There are people who have a flair for helping people with their tax problems or their bookkeeping. So we have a great guy on the front. What's the name of his company again?
Taxi CPA, Tony Tax.
Tony Tax, there you go.
Okay.
You got to remember that one. That's the yes.
Okay. All right. So
what else?
That's it. What else?
That's
okay.
It.
How about your guy
next
out?
Next week I'm going to pick
your guy out in Brooklyn. There. What's his name? New York City Taxi Group, NYC Taxi Group.
He's out there.
Yeah, you know.
He's out there.
On McDonald's Avenue.
You get a new kid on the front page. You get a new kid on the front page. WB Taxi. He's right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mentioned him.
So that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And
I think we mentioned everybody.
Yeah, so, take care of these people. Okay?
That's right. Take care of the people who put gas in this tank, and we'll see you at the demonstration at City Hall on Wednesday.
Okay. Mike said, I won't be there, but I'll be there in spirit. Okay? I can't get there.
He'll be there in spirit, as he always is.
I can't get
there. He'll be there in internet spirit.
Unless if somebody wants to give me a room to stay in New York and plane fare. Okay?
And send him a picture when you offer him the room. That helps.
Yeah, well.
All right?
Yeah. make at least put a decent bed in the room. Okay?
That's right.
Yeah. Not in Manhattan, too noisy though. All right?
Too noisy. Okay. Brooklyn.
Yeah. Well, though Brooklyn's okay. It depends where. Okay?
Right. So for a free room, you're getting picky.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So good night, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week, folks. Thank you for listening. We love you. And we'll see you Wednesday at the big demonstration at City Hall or rally, whatever they're calling it. Rally demonstration.
1 p.m.
Wednesday, City Hall.
1 p.m. Okay.
1 p.m.
All right,
be there or be square.
All right. Bye, everyone.